Hello everyone, and here we are with another podcast. Today we are with Mr. Joseph Goodlip, Station Fire Officer at Malta Airport. With him we will talk about the safety in airports, and in particular firefighters' contingency planning in airport terminal buildings. So, hi Joseph, and nice to speak with you today.
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
So, Joseph, can you explain to us and to our followers what are the main hazards that a common passenger or a visitor can risk inside the airport building, and which is your activity as a fire brigade?
Airport terminals are large complex buildings which can at some times pose complicated issues. Inside these particular buildings, there exists a mixture of enclosures, being from a simple small shop to a large multi-stand food courts. Possible risks might involve fire from flammable liquids, spirits, gases, electrical appliances, amongst others. The risk factor gets worse when these outlets are very close to each other, in areas which can also have restricted access, passageways, and exits. The common passenger or visitor could possibly come across possible hazards and risks. For example, a fire within an electrical or LPG appliance, pressurized containers, highly flammable liquids, all within a limited space. Apart from the normal risks associated with fire emergency responders who have to tackle a fire within an airport terminal building, might come across electrical power installations, electrical substations, main electrical switchgear, electrical distribution units, standby generators, UPSs, bulk LPG installation, that's liquid petroleum gas, stores containing highly flammable spirits, thermos rooms, data centers. These are all found at terminal buildings. Hence, firefighters require not only to be aware of these hazards, but most importantly, to know their precise locations, the shortest way to reach them, how to lessen the risks, make the area safe as practically possible prior to making their intervention. The main hazards for common people could be fire, smoke travel, the risk of encountering threatening situation, access to evacuate to safely. Considering the fact that airport terminals do not usually have windows and doors open up in a normal way in case of emergency, and which would lead into high security areas. In this respect, smoke extraction and ventilation system should be well available and maintained.
Okay, and as you explained, the first thing to do is to, for you as fire brigade, is to be sure that people are safe. But in case of a fire or another hazard like this inside the mm-hmm. airport building, what do you do first?
Right. In a fire situation involved at the terminal building, the first priority goes, as we said, to evacuate all persons involved in the zone and the surrounding areas. This initial phase is what we call a partial evacuation. By this time, the fire service would have made their first response to the incident time, defined the exact location and cause of the fire, and make their intervention. Obviously, the fire officer in charge would have to take a few moments to observe and assess the situation in order to have a better understanding of how to tackle the fire and the risks involved. Mm-hmm. Procedures should be in place for other departments as well, which would certainly be involved in the process, technical staff to isolate electrical power supplies in certain areas, security personnel, especially if the incident happens to be in a high security area, evacuation marshals to guide in the evacuation. These procedures are all initiated once our terminal emergency response plans have been activated.
So once you determined the cause and of course the consequence of the hazard, then in case of such as a terroristic attack or bombs or something like that, are there other procedures to adopt than with fires and so on?
First of all, this would all depend on the location, what is actually the hazard, if the fire, the materials involved, and also the area surrounding the incident. One has to determine which areas are to be evacuated and also segregate so that no one re-enters back into the danger zones. Obviously, if it's something that has to do with a terrorist attack or something like that, other entities will be involved, okay, specialized persons who can deal with this kind of incidents.
Okay. And did you experienced some cases like person or people who do not follow what you recommend during a serious case of wildfire? So what do you do in a case like this?
Okay, yeah, very interesting. In a real scenario, we are very strict about how we operate and have our procedures to follow. In these situations, obviously, it is unlikely that people would not follow our instructions. Nevertheless, we do have ways and means of how to handle
Okay.
such occurrences, which may not be that pleasant. You have to keep in mind people who, for some reason or other, who doesn't want, for example, to evacuate, might also be doing this with bad intention. Normally, people will always follow our instructions and respect our work. Obviously, we always do our job in a manner to safeguard the safety of all concerned.
Okay, in fact, we already talked about fear and the awareness of risk in our previous interview, if you remember, about people, how to assure their safety. And what about the high se security areas? Because I think that in this sort in the specific cases are very important.
Yes, in fact, airport terminal buildings incorporate high security areas called CPSRA. The abbreviation stands for critical parts of a security restricted area, the high security areas, in fact. In these locations, you would find checkpoints, emergency exits having special opening devices. These are installed also to enhance exit from the areas and also devices to alert security when these exits are opened in emergency. Security measures are also enforced when an evacuation has been effected, leading into high security areas.
Okay. Joseph, is there something you wish to add about the topic of today? So about your activity in case of hazards in airport buildings?
Yes, I will end this conversation by keynote to all emergency responders and followers. At the keynote is plan, be prepared, and always stay safe. Thank you.
Okay, Joseph. So we remember Joseph Goodlip from Malta International Airport. Thank you for your brilliant contribution. And so, dear followers, we are done for now. Thank you for your attention. We will publish many further news on rescue and safety activities in emergency. So stay tuned.